You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. We're starting off the month with a downbeat stock market. In early trading, the Dow is down 1.8%, 446 points. The S&P 500 is down 1.9%. The NASDAQ also down 1.9%. But if you pull from macro lens to wider angle, I can tell you that in the now completed month of April, the S&P 500 went up more than 12%. And while it's been a roller coaster, the S&P as we speak is near where it was in late August of just this last year. Christopher Lowe is the chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
I mean, some of this with the stock market is just that interest rates are so low that the stocks start looking sweeter, but also I guess because, you know, corporations have to pay interest rates, and when they're low, that can help their bottom lines.
Oh, that's definitely true. Interest expense is one of the biggest costs of running a business. And as a result, when long-term interest rates are down, it's clearly a positive. And I think, you know, for investors, it's easy to react to those things that are easy to quantify, interest rates being one, massive government stimulus being another. It's a little more difficult to quantify and trade the things that are difficult to pin down, like what is the shape of this economic recovery going to look like?
So it's possible some of the stock market trading is based on the knowns, and people are just kind of pretending the unknowns aren't there.
Well, you know, we've seen this kind of thing before. When economic data prints and it's just outlandishly off the mark. We're expecting a 5% drop in home sales. They come in down 20%. What tends to happen, if you miss by a little bit, the market reacts. If you miss by a lot, there's this sense that maybe the data is just not picking up reality. Well, you know, just about everything we've seen globally has missed by a lot in March and April. Thing is, there is that valid explanation. Most of the world is locked down.
Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial. Thank you for this.
Thank you, David.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.